The primary assumption underlying the new histone structure is that the structure of the protamine DNA complex in sperm cells is essentially as presented in the accompanying slideshow, which we shall be reviewing here, but only briefly. If you're interested in histone structure, you owe it to yourself to watch The Probable Structure of the Protamine DNA Complex, which is on this website. That the protamine type of structure will be found in histones is an essential assumption, but one of which I am absolutely certain. In the 53 years between the publication of the Watson-Crick structure and the publication of my protamine DNA complex in 2006, the molecular biological establishment was unable to come up with a single proposal for protamine structure. Not one. They drew a complete blank. And why? Because they couldn't think outside the box. The box being the Watson-Crick double helix, which simply doesn't work with protamine.